Avalanche report for Wednesday, the 15th of January 2025. Wind slabs are to be evaluated critically. Weak layers in the lower part of the snowpack necessitate caution. All day it applies above 2,200 m moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200 m, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,400 m, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to east. The fresh and older wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects. This also applies in isolated cases on steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Caution is to be exercised in particular on near ridge slopes above approximately 2,200 m. Avalanches can release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach medium size. Avalanches can additionally in some places be released in the weakly bonded old snow. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on very steep, shady slopes above approximately 2,400 m. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls, for example. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of a sometimes strong wind from northerly directions, mostly small wind slabs will form in particular on the main alpine ridge. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on soft layers in particular on west to north to east facing aspects above approximately 2,200 m. Faceted weak layers exist in the old snowpack in particular above approximately 2,400 m. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Thursday, the 16th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.